St. John the Baptist, right? Yes. And he's called the precursor, sometimes the forerunner of the Lord. He stands kind of in between the Old Testament and the New Testament. He's the culmination of the Old Testament. He's the end of the Old Testament, so to speak. And he's pointing the way to the New Testament. That pointing the way is kind of an important figure there, because in the Gospel of John, what does Jesus do to Jesus? Anybody know? He baptizes him, really good. John the Baptizer, right? But he also does something else to Jesus. He does that during the baptism, but later on, after the baptism, he does something with his finger. He points to Jesus and says, "Behold the Lamb of God," right? John's whole purpose in being called was to point and prepare the way for Jesus, to prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah. And so he points to Jesus. It's kind of something important that we are called to do as well, to see Jesus, to prepare our hearts for the coming of Jesus, first and foremost of all, but also to help others. Did you just see Jesus just now? Come in that person doing that good deed just now. Did you just see Jesus walk past us? Did you miss him? We need to help each other, pointing to all the ways that Jesus comes to us in our lives, like John the Baptist did for the disciples. He pointed to Jesus. "Behold the Lamb of God." Do you know, it's very few birthdays that we celebrate on the liturgical calendar of the church. The most important birthday that we celebrate comes in December, which is whose birthday? Jesus, right? The birthday of Jesus. Do you know who else's birthday we celebrate? John the Baptist today, and one other one? Mary, right? Only three people do we celebrate a birthday. And they're all kind of in relationship to Jesus. We celebrate Jesus' birthday because that's the, kind of in a sense, the beginning of our salvation. And Mary, because that's his mother. Mary was conceived without sin for the purpose of giving birth to Jesus. John the Baptist. Why do we celebrate the birthday of John the Baptist? If you remember elsewhere in the Gospel of John, some of the disciples come to John and they say, they kind of complain a little bit. They say that Jesus, his disciples, are baptizing more people than you are, John. And what does John say? Does he get mad? Does he say, we need to up our game. We need to start baptizing more people. No. Right? Do you remember what he says? In a sense, he says that's a good thing. He says that I must decrease and he must increase. Right? That's one of the reasons why we celebrate the birthday of John the Baptist, because right about now, approximately now, is when the sun starts to turn. We celebrate the summer solstice, which is what? The longest day of the year, right? And after that, the days start to get shorter. The days start to decrease. And the birthday of Jesus is close to the winter solstice, the longest night of the year. And after that, the day starts to get longer, to increase. So even by the approximate times when we celebrate those two feasts, it's bearing out the words of John the Baptist. He's pointing to Jesus even in when he was born. The days are about to increase. I'm going to decrease, or to decrease from now on. John the Baptist is going to decrease so that Jesus may increase. And that's a beautiful thing for us as well today. We pray that we can be pointers to Jesus, that we can prepare the way of our hearts and to help others prepare to receive Jesus. We also pray that we can let Jesus increase in us. I want Jesus to increase in me, just as John did. Right? And we remember John because of Jesus, still to this day, 2,000 some years after his birth. We remember John because he pointed to Jesus with his whole life, with his life, with his birth, with his life, and also with his death. So today, let's beg for the intercession of St. John the Baptist that we can point to Jesus, that we can prepare the way for Jesus, and that we can point to him with our whole lives, including, at the end of our lives, our death.